Hey everybody, Laura Bennett here. Welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. If you're feeling like a knot of anxiety is tangled up in your gut, trust me, you're not alone. That tight feeling? That can be attachment trauma whispering its doubts in your ear. But guess what? We're here to turn that whisper into a roar of self-love and confidence. Today, we're diving headfirst into overcoming fear and anxiety, those sneaky saboteurs that often stem from our attachment style. Ever felt like you can't take risks because you're terrified of rejection? You know that feeling when your heart races at the thought of a new relationship, even though you crave connection? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Healing doesn't mean pretending these feelings don't exist. It means acknowledging them, understanding their roots, and learning how to navigate them with grace. Think of it like this. Attachment trauma is a heavy backpack we've been carrying for years. We're not going to magically toss it aside. We're going to unpack it piece by piece, learn from the contents, and then choose what to keep, what to discard, and how to lighten its load. Here are 5 key takeaways to help us on this journey. First, recognize the fear. It's not a weakness, it's a signal. Your anxiety is telling you something, perhaps about past hurts or insecurities. Pay attention to those whispers, don't judge them, and acknowledge their presence. Like any good detective, we need to identify the clues before we can solve the case. Second, challenge your negative thoughts. Those inner critics who scream you're not good enough or they won't like you. Yeah, they're just old tapes playing on repeat. Start to question those narratives. What evidence supports them? What would you say to a friend who had these thoughts? Often the answers reveal how irrational and limiting those beliefs truly are. Remember, your worth isn't defined by external validation, it comes from within. Third, practice self-compassion. We're all human and we mess up sometimes. Be kind to yourself, that means forgiving past mistakes, accepting imperfections, and celebrating your strengths. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Fourth, build healthy boundaries. This is about setting limits and protecting your emotional well-being. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Learning to say no when necessary, prioritizing your own needs, and choosing relationships that are mutually supportive are essential for healing from attachment trauma. And finally, seek support. You don't have to do this alone. Therapists, support groups, trusted friends, or even journaling can be powerful tools on this journey. Sharing your experiences and connecting with others who understand can provide invaluable comfort, encouragement, and guidance. Now let me share a story with you that might resonate. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant artist who always felt afraid to share her work for fear of criticism. She'd been hurt before, told her art wasn't good enough, and it had built this wall around her creativity. Sarah's anxiety made her question every brushstroke, every color choice. But one day, she decided to join an online art community. Surrounded by supportive artists who celebrated each other's work, Sarah felt a shift. She started sharing her pieces with newfound courage and received encouragement that lifted her spirits. This isn't just about art, it's about life. We all have hidden talents, passions, and dreams waiting to be shared. But fear can hold us back. By challenging our anxieties, building healthy boundaries, and seeking support, we can break free from those limitations and embrace the fullness of who we are. Remember, healing is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of progress and setbacks. But the key is to keep moving forward, one step at a time, with self-compassion and unwavering belief in your ability to heal. So, what's one small step you can take today to overcome your fear and anxiety? Maybe it's saying yes to an opportunity that scares you just a little bit or sharing something vulnerable with someone you trust. Remember, every act of courage is a victory. Thanks for joining me on this journey, friends. Until tomorrow, remember, you are worthy, you are loved, and you are capable of anything you set your mind to.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.